This week in Your Parents' Basement, we are continuing our investigative saga into the Mushroom Kingdom's oddest member. From 1994, we are playing Wario Land, Super Mario Land 3, released by Nintendo for the Game Boy. I'm Steve Greenwell, and with me is regular co-host and the wearer of many hats, Todd Brisket.
Yes, my favorite hat is called a bull hat. It has horns on it.
Oh, okay. And our other regular co-host, he's the number one member of the Wario fan club, it's Huell Hauser.
Rumor has it that the pirates of the Kitchen Island have stolen the giant golden statue of Princess Toadstool.
You can reach us by email at parentsbasementpodcast@gmail.com and follow us on Twitter and Facebook. If you like the show, be sure to subscribe to it on iTunes and give us some stars. Also, please support the show by using our Amazon click-through link on www.ypbpodcast.com. Help us buy that copy of William Shatner's Tech War that we've had our eyes on. Today's game is Wario Land from 1994. Spoiler alert, in 1992, Super Mario Land 2, your goal is to collect 6 golden coins, which dispel the barrier around Mario's castle. Then you can reclaim it from Wario, a baddie who is jealous of Mario's fame and who loves money. However, the script flips for Wario Land, Super Mario Land 3. You play as Wario, and he's collecting coins to purchase his own land. It is a somewhat standard platformer, with hats giving you special powers, but the ending of the game changes depending on how many coins you collect. The best ending features Wario buying his own planet from a genie. Huell, you nominated this game, and I think you also mentioned last week during our Mario Kart show that Wario, that was one of your favorite racers. So Huell, why do you love Wario and Wario so much?
Well, both Wario and Wario appeal to the jackass,
the mustache fans,
the jackass side of my personality. Because everything in the Mario or Mario games is all cartoony. It's fun. It's light.
Yeah.
Sure, you're jumping on people's heads, but they're little Goomba people. They're little turtle people. Turtle shells knock around. You got your little mushroom friend. But Wario comes along, and he's just a complete asshole. And he yells at everyone. He has this gravelly voice. He slams around. He barrels into people, mm-hmm. and it's a fun spin on the whole Mario genre.
Yeah, I think Wario is the most realistic and most relatable mm-hmm. character in all of Mario canon.
I wish I knew his. I mean, he's the mortal enemy of Mario. But I don't know why they have a similar name or why his hat is just an upside down M to make a W. I mean, I get why he was created, but I don't know like the canon, like in story reason for his existence. But
well, didn't he start out in Super Mario? That's what Steve just said. Was that his first game, Super Mario Land 2?
Yeah,
he was a boss.
Yeah, first American appearance. He was in some weird mini game in Japan that they never really brought over. I was curious about this too, and there was not really a good explanation for it. They kind of, I guess Nintendo has made the distinction that Wario is not evil. He is just jealous of Mario, and he is, I guess he's kind of like an id character, or is it?
Right,
ego, super
he's
ego.
He's a bizarro Mario, bizarrio.
Yeah,
because he's just Ooh. Everything. He's everything Mario is not.
Yeah, bizarrio. You just made a
yes
somewhere. Yeah,
Mario
Miyamoto just got a bone.
Yeah,
shut it down.
Mario cares about the people mm-hmm. of the Mushroom Kingdom, mm-hmm. the princess, his brother Luigi.
Yes,
Wario only cares about himself and getting that coin, boy. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying?
He's not evil. He's just greedy and loud and a dick.
Yeah, he is.
That doesn't make you evil. I mean, come on. I mean, come on.
That's what we all do. That. That's why he's the most relatable character.
He's so realistic.
I live my life that way. I mean, I go to work every day
is
to
that
make
so wrong?
Money.
Is that
I would
so
love
wrong?
To make more money.
I honk my horn.
Everybody wants money.
I honk my horn on the way constantly. Mm-hmm. I yell at my window.
Yep.
Now, what they don't tell you in the guidebook is that Wario's mustache is actually hair clippings from Mario. He put him into Supercuts one day, and he kind of snuck around and swept up some clippings and glued it on his face.
Specifically Supercuts.
You had me going until you said Supercuts. I was completely on board.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Mario's more of a Fantastic Sam guys, but one day he went into Supercuts because it was by his work.
Got it. His work of his plumbing office.
Yeah.
At least according to Wikipedia, which is never incorrect, the inspiration for Wario is probably the 1985 game Wrecking Crew. The foreman is Spike, and he kind of bears a slight resemblance to Wario.
Is this a Nintendo game?
Yeah, Wrecking Crew is kind of it has Mario, kind of. It's like the off-brand Mario.
Kind of.
Well, it looks kind of like Mario, but not really. Have you ever played Wrecking Crew, Huel?
That is a no.
It is a weird puzzle game, kind of. I don't know. Brisket, have you played it?
I have not. I've heard the name a lot, and that it's pseudo Mario, but I don't have much experience with it.
Yeah, you're basically like trying to find the exit in each stage, and you have a hammer to smash like walls and stuff. Hence, Wrecking Crew.
Looking at the box art, I might have played this.
It was a very standard game back in the day. Like,
yeah,
since it came out in 1985. You know, one of those El Cheapo games.
I could see it being... Yeah, I think I recognize it as Mario, but not Mario.
Yes.
Well, reading the... According to Wikipedia, it is the player controls Mario or Luigi in a two-player mode.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it is it is Mario.
Yeah.
Is it, though?
Well, back in the day, you know, Nintendo, including Mario in a bunch of minigames, that is not a recent thing. Like, Mario was like, oh, he was the ref in, like, Punch-Out and in Tennis. Right. And, like anything they could jam Mario into, they did. He filled many holes.
Mm.
So, you know, for no discernible reason. So, maybe that's why he's in Wrecking Crew.
True.
And so is a guy who may have been the Spike, the predecessor of Wario, apparently.
Interesting. Was Spike a bad guy in Wrecking Crew?
I think he's kind of like a non-playing character. He's just, you know, he's the foreman or something.
Oh, right. The foreman.
He is the foreman.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Here's something I just read, that the name Wario is a portmanteau of Mario with the Japanese adjective warui, meaning bad. Hence, a bad Mario.
Oh. I always took it as, like, he just wanted to start wars with Mario. Plus, conveniently, it is the M upside down. Many, many possibilities here.
Well,
What's on Waluigi's hat? Does he have an upside down L?
He has an upside down L. It makes no sense.
Well, I think there's a distinction between Wario and, like, Bowser. Because Bowser,
well, yeah, of course.
Bowser intentionally seems to always be up in Mario's.
Yeah, he just wants to get inside that princess.
Mm-hmm.
That too. Whereas Wario, I feel like he just wants money, and sometimes he's in conflict with Mario, but a lot of the time, Wario's doing his own thing. He's not, you know.
He's a very Scrooge McDuck like character.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of like sometimes Mr. Sinister is with Apocalypse, but sometimes Mr. Sinister is just doing his own thing.
Mm-hmm. And whoever happens to get in the way, I mean, that's their problem.
Yeah, he's more interested in kidnapping Cyclops' babies for some reason. So,
well, they are mutants.
Yeah. So anyways, I guess... We should talk about the game itself.
I hadn't played this game before. I picked it mostly because we hadn't done a Game Boy game in a while. And having talked last week a lot about Kart, I realized liking Mario so much, I should really dive into...
You
gotta
get to the roots.
Yeah, I gotta dive into his origins, his real game, the meat of the Wario game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, we haven't really talked about the game itself that much.
How did you like Wario's meat?
I did love that meet. It was a very good take on the standard Mario formula.
Oh yeah.
I like the hats. That was a nice touch. I mean, there was always kind of hats in Mario games. I guess did this come before Mario 3? Super Mario Brothers 3?
No.
Well after. Okay. Yeah,
I guess 94, that's pretty far after. But yeah, I like that dragon hat for sure, my favorite.
Oh yeah.
Once I picked that up, like I just kept save stating, so in case I died, I didn't lose it. Because it just shoots fire ahead of you and just destroys everything, and you barely have to try. I guess
the Dragon Wario hat is good, but I think that kind of slows me down. You got to wait for the fire to recharge a little bit.
That's why I
like going with the bull hat, because you just go nonstop. It's like once you put the bull hat on, you're doing some parkour stuff. You can hang from the ceilings. You can do butt stomps.
Yeah, that ceiling thing is pretty ridiculous.
You can charge across gaps.
Well, I found the dragon hat most useful in that one level somewhere in the first world, I think towards the end, when the thwomp block is behind you.
At some point
you jump on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't really stomp around or charge around that much. So if you're just constantly shooting fire ahead, you can. Here come the bats. You can destroy all the bat-like creatures that are coming out to try to knock you off. So I think that's what I like the most about it. Plus, it clears blocks in front of you really fast. The dragon.
Yes, it does.
Although there was a third hat. The flying rocket hat.
Jet Wario.
Yes, Jet Wario. Okay. I did like that one a lot, too.
Much like Sonic games, though, that one mostly just gets you into trouble. Like
it does, yeah.
That's true, yeah.
It's like, oh, I can go so much faster, and now I can definitely hit the guys with the spears.
Yeah, hit all the spikes a lot quicker.
Yeah.
I get it. Oh, it was very useful in the water area, because you could just fly above it, and it would slow you down.
Although, oddly, the fire hat still works in the water, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It shoots out like a stream.
It's very strange.
A jet
stream. Yeah, it's not exactly the same, but it still does the same thing.
Mm-hmm. I played this game as a kid. I had it for Game Boy. Mm-hmm. And I remember it being – it's a significantly easier than a lot of the other Mario games.
Yeah, the worlds are shorter, it feels like. Like, it felt like I was getting to the end a lot quicker.
Mm-hmm. Well, the worlds are shorter, and also because the fire hat is so overpowering, it's pretty easy to just get past all of the enemies.
Yeah.
So if you just, if you take it somewhat slow, it's fairly hard to die in this game. And even then, you still get one-ups and power-ups and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the standard. You start big, and you can... If you get hit, you become small again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how disturbing looking is small Wario?
Oh my, yeah, that is a creepy baby. That is not a good look for baby Wario.
Yeah,
it's like balding. It's bald, but it has like that little bit of hair, mm-hmm. and it's just got that mean look still, and it's not good.
You know who he looks like a little bit is Kevin, the friend of Mustafa from South Park, the evil scientist guy.
Kevin.
Oh god, that like weird half monkey guy.
Yeah.
yeah I think his name is Kevin.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Look, a monkey with six asses. Yeah, no, I agree with you. He looks totally weird and out of place.
But yeah, I just like, as I said earlier, it's sort of the opposite of Mario, so I just like that everything is just loud and aggressive. Like, even pausing, it's just this weird, annoying, loud sound.
Yeah.
It sounds like...
The game music is awesome in this one, because it is like, it is Mario music, but it's kind of, it's more grating.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, grating, aggressive. It's very Wario.
Yes.
Yeah, he's in your face.
Now, I would like to touch on, if no one else has...
Oh, touch away.
Please touch my pronunciation of things. It is odd. I do say Mario, but I do say Wario. And I think it's because...
Yeah, you never say Wario.
Growing up, I had always just seen Mario written out. And somewhere in my head, I thought that was just called Mario. Mm-hmm. So it was just always Mario. And the first time I'd encountered Wario was in Mario Kart, where he's constantly saying his own name.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think that hearing it first rather than reading it first, even though it was just Mario with a W, is why Wario is in my head as Wario, and then Mario is just always going to be Mario, even though I've heard him say Mario in like the 64 and the cart and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So I think that is the origin of why I am weird.
The origin story,
yes,
of the pronunciation story.
Yeah. So I don't know.
No, that makes sense to me. I mean, there weren't a ton of famous Marios back in the day. Mario Lemieux. And
Although I did grow up in New Jersey, I did not encounter many Marios. So.
Well, did you encounter any at the arcade you used to work at?
No, I forget that guy's name. He was very Italian, but he was not a Mario.
Is that
Luigi?
Yeah, was there a Luigi?
Maybe.
I can
maybe picture, someone's brother.
Because that would be perfect if Mario and Luigi were the money collectors for the arcade you worked at.
It's big gold coins.
Yeah, that would be too perfect, actually. I feel like they would get out of that business because it's too on point.
They were Italian and possibly mob connected, but they were not Mario or Luigi.
Oh, too bad. Well, something to shoot for your next job.
I know.
You know, that is how I pick my jobs, is I have to ask first, is there somebody named Mario and somebody named Luigi here? Because that is my one requirement.
I feel like there has to be someone who's capitalized on this, like plumbers who are named.
Oh, yeah, for sure. There has to be like a Mario and Luigi friend that started a plumbing business.
Ugh. That makes me hate them, actually.
Well, there was this TV show that was all about these plumbers named Mario and Luigi, and one of them was a wrestler in the part-time. He moonlighted as Captain Lou Albano.
Strange.
Yeah.
Wonder whatever coincidence became of that.
Well, maybe that. Maybe we'll have to talk more about that on a future show. yet again. Well, touching on the history of this a tiny bit, Wario Land, it sold more than 5 million copies worldwide and established a solid new mascot character for Nintendo. I was actually kind of surprised it sold that many.
That is surprising.
Yeah, it is a later generation Game Boy game.
Oh, I had a copy.
I had a copy, but I also think it may have been like a hand-me-down from someone that I don't think I spent money on it. Since Wario Land, the titular mascot has appeared regularly in all of the kart games, Smash Brothers, and things like Mario Party and all of the sports games. He's kind of a regular member of the ensemble now. Wario's own platforming series has continued to present day. It holds the dubious distinction of being the best game for the Virtual Boy, with Virtual Boy Wario Land coming out in 1995. I actually did play that.
Oh, yeah. You know what?
Walmart. Yeah.
I think that's the first Wario game I played.
Oh,
like outside of Kart, like his own game was the Virtual Boy Wario Land.
You lucky son of a bitch.
Yeah. And yet I still like the character.
How much time did you get on it?
I was at a friend's house, of course, so I don't know, like 20 minutes.
I probably spent an hour on it and various trips.
Like little intervals of whatever amount of time, but no, I don't know. It's very red. That's my review.
I did play it in a Walmart or some superstore and I thought it was pretty fun. I mean, yeah. I didn't care much for the whole red on darker red schema they had going, but it was a pretty fun game.
Yeah. No, they always had that Virtual Boy out at Toys R Us and Walmart and KB Toys just because
– pushed hard.
Yeah, because they were not selling. So I kind of do want a Virtual Boy. It's one of the few, like, systems of that era I don't have.
Are they expensive?
They kind of are now.
I would think so because no one bought them.
Yeah,
collector's items.
For a while, you could get them for like $15 to $20, even
– Really?
Even in the early eBay area, just because even back then there were still classic game stores that were just trying to clear them.
Just like what, early like 2000?
Yeah, yeah. But nowadays, even now, they're back up to like $100 or so. Same thing with the Sega CD, the 32X, the 3DO. I need a CDI. I kind of want one of those as well, even though it's also god awful.
Oh, I heard you need one. You don't just want one.
I do. I need to get all of those horrible Nintendo license games that are out for it.
To be complete.
The last traditional platformer for the Wario series was Wario Land Shake It, released in 2008 for the Wii. However, Wario World 2 is rumored to be in development. It's supposed to be an E3 game this year. It has a speculated release date of spring 2017 for the Wii U and the I don't know how to say this. The Nintendo NX,
NX, I guess.
NX.
Yeah. The oft rumored next Nintendo console.
I mean, they probably want to call it NXT at this point, but
they should.
I don't think another large conglomerate is going to let them get away with that.
They can do no wrong. In my eyes.
NXT is wonderful. There's also a spin-off minigame series with Wario as the main focus called WarioWare. A game in Wario came out in 2013 for the Wii U, and it's likely that more of them will come out for the NX whenever that does come out. So,
yeah, I think I dabbled in a WarioWare or two. But I never really dove into it.
That was never really my wheelhouse. Like I barely played Mario Party. Like I never owned any of them. I just played them secondhand, like at friends' houses.
I can't believe they made so many. I guess they must sell like really strongly, and they're not that hard to make.
I think pretty much, you know, the thing is, anything with Mario sells pretty well because. Yeah. Nintendo, for the most part, they've done a good job of making sure all the games are at least fun. Like, they may not be, like, great all-time classics, but they're not bad either.
Yeah, even if there's not a lot of depth, like, it's still fun to play.
Yeah, they've basically looked at what Sega has done with Sonic and said, oh, no, we don't want to whore our character out like that. We don't want to turn him into a dirty, dirty animal that should have been roadkill years ago. Put out of his misery.
Well, they looked at what Sega did with Sonic and said, let's not do that. Let's make good games that have Mario in them.
They saw what Sega did with Sonic and said, I can't do that to my sweet baby boy Mario.
No.
I won't turn him out on the street turning tricks on mobile games.
Let's just not make bad games. That was their decision.
Yeah. So Todd, what do you think of Wario Land?
Oh yeah, this has long been one of my favorite Game Boy games. I grew up on this game. I kind of fell off the Wario bandwagon after this one. I didn't pick up any of the sequels. I played WarioWare a little bit, but as far as like Game Boy games, this is top tier stuff right here, fellas. when I got it, I got a Game Boy and I got my Wario Land before I acquired a Super Nintendo and Super Mario World. So it was kind of like having a Super Mario World in my pocket. And it kind of blew my mind when I was a kid.
Did you ever play the first Super Mario Land?
No, I didn't. I didn't.
That I actually had. I liked it a lot. I mean, standard Mario fare, but I think I either got to the last one or...
Yeah, I couldn't get past the... The graphics on those earlier Mario lands.
Really?
I think that I played them a little bit, but I think that Wario Land uses the screen screen size a lot better than the other ones.
Yeah, Wario just seems huge.
Yeah, definitely.
When you play this.
Yeah.
Like, compared to Mario Land, for sure.
You can tell they definitely made a conscious choice there, because the Mario character in Super Mario Land is minuscule. Like, he's tiny.
He's like 8 pixels high.
Yeah, and they upped the character size in 2, and then obviously Wario Land. Wario he's got some heft to him. He's got some.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he's a linebacker. He's not a wide receiver, like that Wario. Like that Mario.
Yeah, my Wario love extends to all the other side games as well. Like, he's my favorite golfer. He's my favorite Mario Party man. He's my go-to in all of them.
Wario's good in a lot of games.
Oh yeah.
What about Super Mario's All-Star Bukkake?
Clearly, Wario is my go-to there. He is the most powerful.
Mm-hmm. He has the best aim.
The best blast.
Yeah, the best.
No, blast. No, his aim is awful, but it is strong.
Okay. My God.
Are we cutting that?
No,
All-Star.
I mean, I'm just not familiar with that term. It's not one of the seven. Weird. It's not one of the seven you're not allowed to say on TV. So I think we're fine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it'll just be an interesting in Urban Dictionary look up for some people.
All right. So one more thing I really loved about this game as a kid.
No.
And I love it today. Is that it has replayability. Once you beat the game, you can go back through the map and unlock all the secrets, get all the treasures, get all the secret exits, secret exits to those stages. Get all them coins.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot to do. On this map.
Did you buy a planet for Wario? Was that one of your endings?
No, I never. When I played it as a young boy, I never got the planet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it has multiple endings based on how many coins you manage to get. How many coins you get in your purse.
Yeah, it's funny. It's funny because unlike most Mario games, you don't get coins for new lives. You just get coins to hoard them.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are Wario.
Yeah, yeah. You need.
Yeah, so if you end the game with one money bag, you get a birdhouse.
Hmm.
If you end the game with 2 money bags, you get a tree trunk. If you have 3 money bags, you get a log cabin. If you have 4 money bags, you get a pagoda. Ooh. If you have 5 Ooh. Money bags, you get a castle.
What's a money bag, like 100?
Don't know. I can't remember what a money bag is.
Keep going.
And 6 money bags, you get a planetoid.
Oh. Planetoid.
Nice. Although I was a little confused, because it seems like he gets a genie to give him the stuff, but why does the genie need money? Like, I thought the whole point of having a genie was that you got a wish, like that you have to pay the jinn off.
The strength of the wish is based on how much money you give them.
Okay.
As is tradition.
Okay, I can believe that. Is that actually a tradition, or is that...
It's an allegory for capitalism.
Clearly. It was...
The American dream is only as strong as how much money you have.
It was nice that this was an unofficial sequel to Aladdin. I didn't realize that they were in the universe, but...
Yeah,
I did.
You need some upfront capital to make good on Kitchen Island.
I thought it was pretty clear that Wario is an Arab. So I don't know why it's surprising that this is a sequel to Aladdin.
I didn't think that was clear at all.
Oh, really?
I thought
not so. Even from his accent.
He's angry and has a mustache. What more do you need?
Oh my goodness! You're gonna get us banned in Saudi Arabia.
Bring it.
I just kind of assume all Mushroom Kingdom characters are somewhat like ethnicity.
What? Steve White? Is that what you're assuming? They're all white. Because you like them and they're
actually,
fun.
Actually, now that you mention it, they are all white, aren't they?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, they're all Italian.
So
they're a somewhat ethnic but still white.
Yeah, I guess. I mean,
although Peach is kind of an anglicized name.
She's an Aryan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they also have the other princess who doesn't get as much screen time. Daisy, is that her name?
Bonkers?
Yeah.
Daisy.
Bonkers the princess?
Yeah, Princess Bonkers.
Well, and they also, I don't know, they have a bunch of weird...
I mean, they have, for the race, whenever they fill out their race spreadsheet in Mario World, they just have white, and then they have other, and other includes Toad and all his friends and Goombas.
Yoshi.
Yoshi, yeah.
The dinosaurs.
Yeah, donkey.
Various turtles. Koopas.
Jeez. It's funny because it's true. Yeah, now there's a whole bunch of weird characters. I don't even, who the hell is Rosalina?
Who? Oh, she's the big bottom girl from Mario Galaxy.
How is she like all of these people?
She's from space.
Daisy. Where does Pauline figure into all of this?
Paulina?
Yeah.
Rosalina? Who's Pauline?
Where are you seeing this?
I think she's from the original Donkey Kong there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Pauline. Yes, Pauline.
She's swept under the rug with Donkey Kong Jr.
Clearly.
They ran off together, never to be seen again.
Yeah, that is who the old Jumpman is trying
have
to...
You are you trying to tell me you never played Mario Galaxy?
No, I have not.
Oh!
Oh, man. No.
It's very good.
Is it worth playing?
Oh, yes.
No, I found an ethnic character that it's kind of justice for all the other people.
Oh, no.
His name is Ali Mustafa.
Oh, boy.
And he is a Thai salesman from Cairo, Egypt.
Huh.
He briefly appears in the comic Mario's Picross, published in the German Club Nintendo magazine.
Well, Picross was a Game Boy game also.
Oof. Oh, boy, this is not flattering. This is...
Hang on.
This is... I'm looking at the image Todd has shared, and this is like Tom Sawyer from Squaresoft level bad.
Oh, no.
Where it's like, oh my goodness, I can't believe Mario ever appeared in the same image with this person. Like those old
Disney cartoons.
Yeah, yeah. And also, weren't there Looney Tunes with Hitler in them and stuff? And
right.
Oh, bad times. So, anyways, Wario.
Yeah. Well, I do have something for you guys.
Please.
It is a list of the characters in this game.
There are some good ones.
Good characters in here.
There's some good ones.
We got a wandering goom. We got a pirate goom. We got a dropper.
Oh, yeah.
We got a pouncer. We got a pincoon.
Oh, my.
A DD buckethead. My favorite is coming up here. It's the floater. We got a pecan, which is a bird, a pecan. Watch is another bird. Gobotin, Gow Gow, a thug animal that hurls knives at the hero.
Yes.
Konotako, White Puff, Yadora, Yarikuri Obake, which is a ghost of pirate goom.
What was that?
Oh, you heard me. Yeah. Pikari-kun. A thundercloud entity whose only attack is dropping electric bolts at living things.
Oh.
We have a boulder. A beh is a bashful insect that flees from Mario when he gets too close.
Oh, I thought you meant Beyonce.
A bebe. We have a chicken duck.
Is that a duck that looks like a chicken, or
it is a chicken that flies?
Looks like a duck.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
We have...
Unlike those other non-flying chickens.
Yeah. We have munchers.
Anyway.
Maizo.
Okay.
Yaburiki. Botsu. And pillars.
Oh.
Reasonable.
Yeah, are pillars actually pillars?
They are pillars. Spike pillars.
Oh.
Perilous underwater threats for Wario.
Oh.
Some are vertical and spiky. Some are horizontal and not prickly.
Perilous. Much danger.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. I do always enjoy the list of characters in a game.
It's a good feature.
Oh, me too. I love it too. Yeah.
Brisket, did you have anything else you wanted to share about Wario Land?
Or... No. If you have a Game Boy lying around and you have not played Wario Land, Super Mario Land 3, pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
Have fun.
It has since been released for, I don't know, every other Nintendo console, I think, like on their on the old classic games things they have. So you can it's easy to scoop up nowadays. Huel, how about you?
No, just echoing that sentiment. It's a solid platformer. Good little different little twist on the old Mario formula.
Nice.
Glad I played it.
Nice. Well, moving right along, guys, let's move on to the emails here. Huel, did you receive any emails this week?
Yes, I did. I received one, and it is from frequent writer Scooterbutt 42.
Oh, Scooty.
Hey, so Scooty writes, "Dear YPB, what's it like to eat food? Sincerely, Scooterbutt 42." So thoughts?
It's pretty great. The only thing better than eating food is taking photos of it on Instagram.
Yeah, hopefully gets to experience both one day.
Sometimes I get so much food when I order. I like to order extra because, you know,
a little extra. Yep.
I don't eat till I'm full. I just eat till I'm comfortable, and just want to make sure I hit that point.
Right.
And anything left over, I kind of just toss it in the trash.
Yeah. Because you just never know how much you're going to want. I mean, the mood could strike at any time. So
sometimes I like to take my food that I didn't eat and flush it down the toilet.
Okay. You don't want to stink up the trash can.
Yeah.
Who knows what it could smell like days later. Or even hours.
It's going to kill the depreciation value if you actually put trash in your trash can.
Mm-hmm.
So... Oh jeez.
Well, I don't buy. You know how much a good trash can from Crate and Barrel costs? I'm not dirtying that thing up.
It's a decorative piece. It's like those dumb pillows people put on their beds that no one ever uses. Or those towels you're not supposed to use.
Oh yeah, those are stupid.
Ugh.
Decorative hand soap. You ever have that?
I never had it.
I make decorative hand soap.
Oh, well,
of course.
Yeah, my parents, growing up, my parents had like a little dish of it on the, near the sink. It's like, oh, soap that looks like seashells. We can never use it. Todd, did you get any emails?
Yeah, I did. I got one from a friend of the show, Butterscoot24.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah. He writes, YPB, I don't want to hurt anybody. I don't enjoy hurting anybody. I don't like guns or bombs or electric chairs, but sometimes people just won't listen, and so I have to use persuasion and slides. My parents, Sharon and Dave, generous, doting, or were they? All I ever wanted was a ballerina Barbie in her pretty pink tutu. My birthday, I was 10, and do you know what they got me? Malibu Barbie. That's not what I wanted. That's not who I was. I was a ballerina, graceful, delicate. They had to go. My first husband, the heart surgeon. All day long, coronaries, transplants. Sorry about dinner, Butterscoot. The Pope has a cold. Husband number two, the senator. He loved his state. He loved his country. What about Butterscoot? Sorry, Butterscoot. No Mercedes this year. We have to set an example. Oh, yeah? Set this. My latest husband, my late, late husband, Huel, and his adorable family.
Oh.
You took me in. You accepted me. But did any of you love me? I mean, really love me? So I killed. So I maimed. So I destroyed one innocent life after another. Aren't I a human being? Don't I yearn and ache and shop? Don't I deserve love and jewelry? Goodbye, everybody. Wish me luck. P.S. What are your favorite family or party games?
Oh.
Huh. Appropriate question.
Yeah. I mean, we kind of touched on one last week, of course, with Mario Kart.
Or even this week with Mario Party.
Yeah, Mario Party is a... It's a good one if you want to get everybody pissed off.
I feel like most of these games are like this.
Mario Kart is, you know, it kind of balances the scales. You'll get those spiky blue shells to balance it out. But Mario Party is where people attack each other in real life.
They're freaking minds.
Yeah, that's true. Smash Brothers, I've always found to be a fun game. I don't know. We should probably think of a non-Nintendo one.
Yeah.
It's hard to.
I would say any of those. Well, here's one. How about Rock Band? Those kinds of games.
Those are good.
Good for parties, parties and families, or those dancing games. Just Dance. I do that with my family.
Mm.
There's always the like you don't know Jack type trivia games.
Oh, I do love those.
Those are always fun.
Yeah. Yeah, that was we still gotta work that out at some point. Playing one of those since it's it's three players, so it's...
Well, there's an app now that I use. Well, not now, but I've used it before.
To play, can you play it in real time, though?
Yeah. You join up and challenge your old buddy pals, and you can all join in.
We might have to look into that.
Yeah. I think it's going to have to happen.
Oh, good times.
We'll bring this up again in 4 months when it hasn't happened.
Yeah.
as soon as we mention You Don't Know Jack again.
Gotta get that rolling.
As soon as we forget about this conversation. Well, I received one email this week. Hey guys, Wart was the final boss of Super Mario Brothers 2, and he hasn't been seen since. Who are some of your favorite characters that you'd like to see in another game? Also, great work on the show. Sincerely, Jovial Jackie.
Oh, thanks, Jackie. Yeah.
Hmm. Sure, that's not our Jovial Jackie that wrote that. That's got to be a coincidence in the name.
It could be, yeah. That was my first thought, yeah. There's no way it could be her.
Well, who are some of your favorite characters you would like to see in another game?
This is a tough question because I've forgotten all of my favorite characters.
So the question is in another game, like a crossover, or one we haven't seen in a while?
Well, yeah. I think they're maybe thinking of like maybe one and done characters. Since Wart was in Super Mario Brothers 2, and he has literally been in nothing else.
That's true. Yeah.
Oh, what about the Koopa children from Super?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. They were in 3.
Or the Bowser children, I mean. Weren't they in Mario 2?
They're in Mario 3.
Yeah, they were in Mario 3.
I thought it was 2.
I think the Koopa Kids.
There it is. Koopa Kids.
I think they finally were brought back, the Koopalings.
Oh, really?
In
what?
Yeah. They have since appeared in subsequent Super Mario games and spin-off Mario titles.
Such as?
Here, I'm trying to look. New Super Mario Brothers Wii.
Oh, those things.
New Super Mario Brothers 2. New Super Mario Brothers U. New Super Luigi U. Wow, they're really,
Luigi, come on.
They're really churning them out. They were also in Yoshi's Safari, Mario is Missing, which is a dreadful game.
I've heard.
And Hotel Mario, which I believe is one of those CDI games, I want to say. Oh, yes, it is. It's one of those awful CDI games. So. Yeah.
Well, apparently I just was not paying attention to the Koopa Kids. My mistake.
Well, and also...
Well, you mean you don't have Mario is Missing? That's not on your rotation?
No, not regularly.
Well, it's also kind of weird because they were a huge part of Super Mario Brothers 3 and really pretty well received. And then from there, they were like in all of the cartoons and that kind of stuff. And then they just inexplicably disappeared for a while.
I think they wanted... This is another instance. This is a Donkey Kong Jr. instance here where Bowser just wanted to wipe them from the earth so he can go gallivanting about more without having to deal with his kids.
Yeah, true. And also,
sounds like the good old life, eh, Todd?
Yeah.
Well, and also for all of the crap Nintendo is doing with Waluigi and that kind of stuff, we still don't have a mama for the Koopa Kids.
Oh, like, she died in childbirth.
Well,
she looked a little bit like Princess Peach.
I was going to say
that makes sense. Yeah.
The unfortunate connection here is the only females in the Mushroom Kingdom are seemingly Princess Peach and Daisy. So that's not pleasant to think about.
I think you're being a cis oppressor here because. You can't judge a Goomba. He hasn't come into his own sexuality yet. You need to let him decide who he wants to be.
You're saying Goombas gave voice to the gave birth to the Koopa Kids.
No, I mean obviously their parent their mother figure died and is no longer with us. But you cannot say that the only female, look at me, I'm Steve, and I'm saying the only females in the Mushroom Kingdom are Princess Peach and Daisy. That is oppression, and I will not stand for it. Goombas can decide who they are in their own, and decide on their own identities.
Ooh, you said good day. Well, anyway.
Strong opinions here.
Yeah. Well,
this is the 21st century, okay?
Well, Todd.
Yes.
Is there a character that you would like to see come back?
You know, I thought about this question a little bit when you said it, and I have to say all my favorite games are game series where everything repeats over and over and they release a new cycle every few years. But just browsing through my games here, I see a game, there's no character per se in it unless that character is you. Controlling a spaceship, and that spaceship is in a game called FTL. We need a sequel to this thing. We need a new FTL.
I think you're right.
Yeah, or even just wet our beaks. Just give us some more DLC.
Yeah, some content. I'd pay for that anything. DLC, man.
Yeah, just throw in like 8 more races or something. I'll pay. Shut up and take my money.
New ship types, new encounters, just whatever.
Oh, definitely.
It does sound like a sequel, though.
No.
More I think about it.
my answer was probably going to be Chrono Trigger. I want to.
Yeah.
I want to see.
Well, there's pseudo sequels to that. Not the same characters.
Oh, that's why it's such a tease. Because they have Chrono Cross. They appear for like 5 seconds. And there are dark implications if. Chrono Cross was the last game in that series, and since it's the last game, it's like if they just ended on Empire, like Strikes Back for Star Wars.
Right, right, yeah.
So, like, that's essentially what, you know, Chrono Cross is dark. So, it was like they should have made another game, and then they never did. And, I don't know, Square needs to stop throwing $200 million at Final Fantasy 15 and just give us sequels to some of these older games. The end. I don't know. Well, speaking of obscure RPGs, while I was on the subject, Nintendo is finally translating Mother 3 and offering it for download.
Oh, really? On their Wii Shop?
Yeah, yeah. So that could be cool.
You sound really excited.
Well, I've played it. It's a pretty decent game, but it's for the Game Boy Advance, so it's showing its age a little bit. And also, the creator of that series, I believe, has since left Nintendo, so there's little chance that we'll get like an Earthbound 4. So it's unfortunate. Anyways, I think we're kind of running out of steam here a little bit. So, Huel, did you have anything else you wanted to add before we signed off here?
No, just remember to make sure you practice being mean.
Brisket, how about you?
This has nothing to do with the game we played today or anything else in general, but I just want you guys to know that with my body slam, I'm not afraid of pirates.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
That's helpful. Helpful advice.
Yeah. On that note, next week we have a special, special, special show. and we are breaking format a little bit, and we're going to be covering a motion picture and a video game based on that motion picture. And here is the snifferoo from that motion picture.
After 7 months of fighting, the civil war in Chateauneuf may have reached the turning point. The capital has just fallen.
In December 1994, the forces of freedom will face a power-mad dictator in a struggle for the fate of the world.
I don't think so.
You have to do better than that.
Okay.
Yes! Now, who wants to go home and who wants to go with me? Yeah!